Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. I'm just speaking and talking and praying and Lord, giving God glory, and I'm on mute. Father, we do bless you again and thank you again for another day that the Lord has made. We continue to rejoice and be glad, and we thank you, Lord God, for the opportunity to come in your presence to give praise and glory to you, to intercede on the behalf of your people and those that are walking in darkness to come into the marvelous light. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Even though the enemy, glory to God, well, I have to say that the human error, glory to God, was on mute. God, we thank you, Lord God, for bringing awareness in the name of Jesus. God, we bless you, glory to God, for everything that you're doing. Help us to seek you first, the kingdom of God and all this righteousness. Humble ourselves, forgetting those things that are behind us and pressing toward the mark of the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. God, as we humble ourselves before you and give you the glory, give you the praise, help us to deny this flesh, deny ourselves, that you may, glory to God, have free reign in our lives. In the name of Jesus, we bind up Satan, all his accords, every trick, snare, every device that he used for deception. We plead the blood of Jesus. And as we come before you now, God, we thank you for you are Lord. You get the glory. You get the praise. Search our hearts and forgive us for every offense. Let it not be a lip service thing, but we will go out, crucify this flesh so you can be glorified. Heavenly Father, we declare that this day forward, we will operate according to your divine timetable, your calendar. We declare that your agenda is our agenda. We are not our own. We are bought with a price. We therefore submit to you alone. We bind our minds and our minds to be the mind of Christ. Oh, glory, that we bind our wills to be the will of God. We declare that we come in the volume of the book. It is written of me. According to Psalm 47 and 139, 16, 1 Corinthians 7, 23, and James 4, 7. Lord Jesus, we bring all our burdens and lay them at the foot of the cross, whether, glory to God, situations that are going on in our lives or in the cosmos, whether it's about murder or human trafficking or rape, or it has to do with, glory to God, the spirit of the enemy coming in to rob, steal, and destroy in whatever area, whether it's in the marriages, whether it's in the business, whether it's in ministry or whatever it may be, even in our bodies for physical healing, whatever it may be, glory to God, we put that on the altar and believe in you, glory to God, for healing and bind Satan and all his little cohorts up in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you to manage all areas of our lives and totally rely on you, Christ Jesus, to take care of our families and our health and our finances. Heavenly Father, we ask that your will be done in our lives. We thank you, Father, that the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. In the name of Jesus, and that every tongue, glory to God, hallelujah, that we'll use our tongues to glorify you. In the name of Jesus, not to have busybody discord or whatever, we rebuke and bind Satan up and all his cohorts and bring our flesh under subjection so that way we can speak and decree and declare what thus said the Lord. Praise God. We ask you to prohibit the accuser of the brethren from operating and influences the soul and the mind of anyone who comes in contact with us, according to Revelation 12:10. We declare that the divine favor, grace, honor, and well wishes now replace any and all negative feelings, precepts, and thoughts concerning us and our families, our work, or our ministries, which we are called to accomplish. We declare that the nobility and the greatness is yours, your portion, according to Genesis 12:1-3. In the name of Jesus, according to Psalms 5:12, Father, you have called us to a great work for you, to release all finances, all resources that belong to us. We ask you in Jesus' name. God, we thank you, Lord God, as you release everything prepared for us before the foundation of the world that pertains to our lives, our ministries, our calling. And we will not accept substitutes in the name of Jesus. We declare that every resource necessary for us to fulfill God's original plan and purpose come to us without delay, according to 2 Peter 1:3. Almighty God, in the name of Jesus, grant us, according to your riches and glory, your tender mercies and immeasurable favor, the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, according to Isaiah 45:1-3. And we declare, glory to God, that you shall have thy will in our lives as we submit ourselves to you. We pray for a blood covering over our lives, our families, our church family. We come, glory to God, with a spirit of thanksgiving and attitude of gratitude, asking you, Lord, to search our hearts, and anything you found in there that's not like you, forgive us. But what you reveal, help us not to be a repeat offender, but we will submit to you, glory to God, and say, Lord, it is me. I'm standing in the need of prayer. Help me, glory to God, that I may stand, glory to God, on your word. I will not fear, but I will walk in faith. Glory to God, I will walk in integrity. I will be in a place, glory to God, that you can use for your, a vessel you can use for your glory, will not compromise, will not lie, will not cheat, no, will not allow myself to get caught up and partake of another man's sins. God, help us, glory to God, to use this tongue that you may be glorified. Help us to press forward to our future, forgetting the past, denying, glory to God, hallelujah, this flesh, glory to God, that it will not please it. But God, you may get the glory. We are living in the last days. We can't afford to allow the enemy to cause us, glory to God, to walk, glory to God, in error. In the name of Jesus, we deny him in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. We bless you, Father. We thank you again for this line that you opened, glory to God, for us to glorify you, for to pray, for to seek your face, for to intercede. Glory, intervene in the name of Jesus, to bind the hand of the enemy, to loose your anointing, to have free reign, glory to God, for healing and deliverance and encouragement and enlightenment, for the spirit of truth to come forth. God, help us to make sure we have the whole arm of God on daily. Help us not to be a people that are perpetrating the fraud in the name of Jesus. We speak one thing out of our mouth and we do another. You said you praise me with your lips, with your heart beat far from me. Why call me Lord, Lord, and do not your saying? God, help us to be, glory to God, like that tree planted by the rivers of water, that we shall not be moved. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for these, your people. Pray you continue to bless, heal, and deliver. God, in the midst of all this chaos that's going on in the cosmos, God, we know that you're still in control and you never change, and you're the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. But God, we have changed, and we have not lined ourselves up. We have not, glory, that come in compliance with your word and given more space for the enemy to do what he do, because his M.O. is to steal, kill, and destroy. But you said you came to give us that abundant life. And the only way we can have that abundant life is taking your word, renewing our minds, walking in obedience, having faith, and glory to God, submitting to your will and not deviating off the path. Help us in the area that we are short or weak. But God, help us to know, glory to God. You say all liars have their part in the lake of fire. Help us to not to be a liar and caught up in compromising and thinking you can have a little white lie here and there. We can't play cover up. We got to walk in truth. Some, glory, I have the armor on, but their belt of truth, glory to God, hallelujah, is unbuckled. In the name of Jesus, we can't be a part-time lover of God. Well, they're going to know that we are, glory to God, your disciples by the love we have one for another, and they're going to know, glory to God, and we will know, hallelujah, what's on that tree by the fruit that there. What are we bearing? What kind of fruit are we bearing? Is it can't be no fruit cocktail? Is it the orange? Is the orange? Is the apple? Is the apple? God help us like never before. This is a trying time, and glory, you said in these last days, men will come more lovers of pleasure than you. God, we ask you, glory, to help for a change, to pray for man's minds to change. We are praying that they have a desire to change. You say, humble ourselves under the mighty hands of God, and you do the exalting. You said, our gifts will make room for us. Help us to stop trying to get ahead of you and seek faith. Seek your face first. Seek you, glory to God, and your righteousness, God. You said everything else we needed and whatever else is, glory to God, not only just need, everything else will be added, whatever it may be. So, God, I pray right now, glory, for a change. I pray for mercy and grace and stuff like this for those right now that are snared and caught in things, glory to God, and want to try to come out and want to get out, and some don't know how to get out. God, help us to be in our position and in our place so we can destroy the yokes of the enemy. That we can break the chains, and glory to God, so that people can be free to flow and do what God called them to do that are in darkness, and some that may be saved, that, glory to God, are struggling because they haven't been delivered yet, because they haven't let go of some things. God, we're praying awareness. You said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. You said, I'll not have you ignorant, Satan, the devices, but lack of knowledge. Sometimes we are unaware of certain things, but when you bring the light, as your word says, and seek in your face, Lord, your word will be a light into our path and a lamp into our feet and a light into our path. God, oh, I'm praying like never before for a change so we can see change around us, but we got to be in place, glory to God, for everything to line up the way it's supposed to be. God, so I'm asking you, Lord, for mercy and for grace. Praying, glory to God, for those out there stuck in the snow, those that are out there that lost homes or caught up in the tornadoes or hurricanes or caught up in glory to God, the flooding, and those that are caught up, glory to God, in various kinds of storms of life, the physical, spiritual, and the natural ones. Ah, God, we are praying for those that need a healing and a deliverance. Ah, God, in their spiritual man, and then glory to God, in their heart, for their minds to be torn and torn, caught up with so much of sin, sickness, and other things, and other months, glory to God, mental challenges, others, glory to God, with physical challenges. You are a healer and a deliverer. We got to stand on your word, God. We're praying, Lord, that Satan be bound up and loose from his assignment off the minds of those that are out there doing these horrific crimes, and glory to God, and all kind of foul spirits in the name of Jesus have been loose. The ones that are coming against our children and snatching them up and got their minds twisted, and some of the enemies are still in their lives. God, we are praying for yokes to be destroyed. Help us to be aware. Help us to pray so we won't get so caught up on the financial situation and so caught up on, just my healing, and forget all about the things you assigned us to. Sacrificing, denying our flesh so we can carry out the things of God and carrying out, glory to God, our own cross, glory to God, to follow you. And God, the blessings that you have when we seek first, and you said, be not weary in well-doing, we're going to reap if we faint not. Ah, help us, Lord, to forgive. Help us to release and to let go and to humble ourselves and allow God. We're not saying being passive, but doing God's will, his way, and letting the Holy Spirit do the leading and the guiding and not grieve him. Oh, so much to pray for, but I just thank you for that you give us to pray and to continue to seek your face. Glory to God, help us to get that word in us so we'll be able to stand and be strong enough to be able to reach out to help somebody else. Glory to God, the blind can't lead the blind. God, we got to get to a place, God, nevertheless, not thy will, but thy will, my will, but thy will be done. In the name of Jesus. Even as we look at the life of Paul, glory out of all that he did, glory out before when he was Saul, but when he turned his life over to you and you knocked him off, glory to God, his beast, glory to God, and glory out and transformed him, took the blinders off and opened up his heart. Ah, his life was to glorify you and to bring people to you and to bring awareness and to healing and deliverance. Even while he was in prison, he was saying, my light affliction. Ah, glory to God. We can't even say that because we can't even stand somebody, glory to God, persecuting us. Oh, God, but I bless you and I honor you that you'll help us. As we open ourselves, you'll give us the strength and the courage, hallelujah, to do great and mighty things in you, in Jesus' name. Now, we bind Satan up in all his accords, every setup, trap, snare, plot, plan that he has. Even glory to God, which you blessed us even to be online in spite of the snow and all the ice and everything and other things that are going on, that you let our lines be open. Thank you that you bless many of us to still have lights and utilities on through these storms. God, we ask you, Lord, to protect, glory to God, and even in our health, even with the heat go up or whatever goes, God, you heat us up. You bless. And God, we are praying that it's not so, but even some that have been affected, God, you bless. We are praying for those people that are out there from the utilities and first responders and the police, all help, God, bless. For those in the ones who are in the medical field and all those that are supporters and got to transport stuff, got to stock stuff, got to do whatever part of it, even the ones that got to be on the line for the 911, 311, whatever it may be. God, we are praying for all these people and all the shortage that are in the medical field and other places, even where, glory to God, supplies are not in place. God, we are praying for a healing in the land, awakening most of all, that recognize, glory to God, that we need Jesus. We need a Savior. We need mercy and grace. We need the true and living God to be in our Buddha can't do it, and all these other gods they have, glory to God, out there. They cannot, glory to God, do what our God do, because the only true and one true and living God. God, I'm praying for an awakening for man to recognize, hallelujah, to come to the Lord Jesus Christ and recognize he's our Savior. God, we pray for this United States. We're praying, intervening, glory to God, of all these things that we've been fighting against one another in here with prejudice, this, that, and the other, and all kind of craziness against each other, and shooting and killing and all this. And here it is, glory, our enemy just still setting up camp in our own country, glory, and destroy us, and we're just trying to destroy ourselves, those that know that, glory to God, not in the knowledge of the truth, that the enemy is. Help us as believers to stop this isms and schisms and fighting against one another and religious demons, glory to God, flying all over the place, glory to God, and my will and thy will, and putting God's will on the back burner. Oh, God, but still we want him to do great things when we get in a crisis. He want to be more than the Christ of the crisis. He want to be Lord. God, I pray mercy. I pray grace. I pray, God, for restoration. I pray for an awareness. I pray for forgiveness. I pray, glory to God, that you, glory to God, just another chance for people to wake up and realize what they need. Cover us under the blood. Dispatch your angels as we bind and take authority and help us to walk in faith and not fear, to walk in the authority that you've given us. In the name of Jesus, bless these your people as we stand the gap all across the globe and these here in divine connection, that we all be connected in glorifying the Lord and doing his will. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Nobody can do us like him. He is wonderful, awesome, a phenomenal God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your holy name. Thank you, Lord. Bless God. Go to ask Mother McCormick. Praise God first. Glory to God. And then we'll see Mother Alexander is there. Mother Willette, let me back up again just in case I might change that, because I know sometimes Pastor Bird has to get off a little early, so I'll switch that up and be Mother McCormick, Mother Pastor Bird, then Mother Alexander, then Mother Willette, and our Brother Black. Praise the Lord, in that order. All right, my sister, go ahead.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we just thank God for Pastor Bird. For Pastor Peter. We thank God for Pastor BJ just praying that beautiful prayer that she just gave us a few minutes ago. We're going to touch and agree for each and every one that's going to come on the line on tonight with our sisters and brother in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the precious and holy name of Jesus, we come before you this afternoon, Lord God. We come giving glory and honor to you because you are our Savior. You are our healing, our deliverer, Lord God. We come thanking you, Lord God, for a day that we never seen before, God. We thank you because you've been so merciful, Father. You've been so good to us, God. And God, you have brought us from a mighty long way, God. When we can't see our way, God, you always make a way, God. And so we give glory and honor to you on today, God. We thank you, Lord God, for what you have brought us all from, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, and we ask you to forgive us for our sins, Lord God, for any fault, for all our transgressions. God, we ask you, Lord God, to forgive us. God, forgive me for the way I speak at times, trying to speak it plainly, but God, you know all about it, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, I ask you, Lord God, to walk with me, God, and talk with me and lead me in the way that you would have me to go, God, that I would be able to help somebody, Lord God, that might be going through problems and situation, Lord God. But, God, I know, God, that you're the only one that can help us as we walk this journey, Lord God. You're the only one that can help us to be changed, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Because, Lord God, if you don't help us, how can I help anybody? So, God, I need your strength on tonight. I need you to help me in every area in my life, Lord God. And I pray right now, God, for other ones out there, Lord God. So many things are going on in the world today, God. So many things are happening. But you see each and everything that's going on, God. You know all about it right now, Lord God. You know what we all is standing in the need of. You know what's going on, and God, you're the only one that can work it out right now, Father. So, God, we just want to thank you. We thank you for your love that you show us each and every hour, every minute, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the breath that we breathe, Lord God, knowing, God, if you didn't breathe on us, if you didn't breathe on us, we wouldn't be able to do nothing. We wouldn't be able to move. We wouldn't be able to do anything because we walk in this life through you, Lord God. We can't do it ourselves. We need you every step of the way, Lord God. And, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for our help and our strength, Lord God. We thank you for the peace that you give us, that peace that passes all understanding, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, even for the joy that you give, because you know you say the joy of the Lord is our strength, Lord God. And so, God, we thank you for that, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, because we can go to you, Lord God, like in Hebrews 4:16 said, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may attain our mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. So I'm so grateful tonight, God, that we can come boldly to you. We can come and we can pour our heart to out to you and ask you to help us in ways and things that we might be going through on tonight, Lord. And we can cry out to you, and we can say, Lord God, we need you tonight. We need you to help us in this life or world, these things that we're going through. And we can just give it all to you. We can cast them cares on you because you care for us, Lord God, and you love us, and you sent your son Jesus in the world, not to condemn the world, but through by him that this world be saved. So we thank you for your son Jesus on tonight. We thank you for him being our redeemer on tonight, the one that shed that blood back on Calvary Cross in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for how we can use that name, because that name is a strong tile. And you said the righteous run in there safe. So, God, we thank you because we know there's power in the name of Jesus on tonight. So, God, we thank you for giving us that authority on tonight, that we can use that name on tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for a change of heart and a change of mind, Lord God. We thank you because we ain't always walked this way. We ain't always done the things that we are doing. But we thank you, Lord God, for helping us to walk the way that you want us to walk in the name of Jesus. So now we pray as we go through things, that we see things in our lives that we have been through. We can learn how to pray. We can learn, God, as you teach us how to pray for other ones out there, because there's so many is going through problems. There's so many is going through situations that need help in the name of Jesus. So we can stand in the gap, and we can pray for that person that might be going through some problems on tonight, that might don't know how to go through situations, that might be going through a problem where they don't have a place to stay on tonight, might be in the cold on tonight, God. We pray, God, for that person that might be don't have a place to stay, a place to lay their head on tonight, or may not have no food on their table tonight. We pray for them in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, because we thank you because we know, God, that you are Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. We thank you, Lord God, because we know, God, that you're the same today as you was yesterday. So, God, we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for knowing that you are our living bread on tonight. We thank you for that, God. We thank you for knowing that you are a present help in a time of need, in a time of trouble, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, God, for all these things that you're doing, letting us know, God, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We can. This is the day. We have to make up our mind that we want to rejoice as we go through these days and times, because it's the word of God that's going to help us to stand on tonight. It's the word of God that's going to bring us out and bring us through these things that we're going through. So we pray for people everywhere. We pray for the school system on tonight. We pray, Lord God, for the young people on tonight, that you will go with them, God, as they go back to school, Lord God, knowing that the weather, how the weather is, and they ice on the ground and everything. We pray, God, that people will be careful, Lord God, as they walk on this pavement or whatever they walk, that they'll be so careful as they walk in the name of Jesus. The older ones as well as the youngest ones in the name of Jesus. So God, we pray for these things, because sometimes as we walk this journey, there's some things that sometimes we may look over that we need to just bring it out and say, there's little different things that need to be prayed about, that people don't even realize that you are the one that's able to do all things. There ain't nothing too hard that you can't do. There ain't nothing too hard that you can't work out in our life, because you told us to come to you. You told us, God. You said if we'll abide, you said if we'll abide, well, let me slow myself down. You said in St. John 15:7-8, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. So, God, I pray for that situation, that we abide in you and let the word abide in us, that we'll be able to ask what we need, and it will be given to us in the name of Jesus. And you also say, come unto me, all who ever labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. You shall find rest unto your soul, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So, God, you are asking us to do these things. You are asking us to abide in you. You are asking us to come to you And so, God, there's so many different things that you are asking us to do, and all we got to do is just rely on your word and just know, God, that you are able to turn things around. You are able to help us as we walk this journey. So, God, we pray, Lord God, for the world as a whole. We pray for those that's sick in their body on tonight. We pray for those that might be going through surgery, Lord God. We pray for those that might be lying in the nursing home on tonight that need help, that might be in a hospital with a COVID, Lord God. We pray for there may be somebody at home that have COVID. We ask you to look on that situation tonight, Lord. We pray, Lord, for this situation. We know, God, that it soon will be gone. We're just going to keep believing. We're just going to keep believing you, Lord God, because you know we know in your time, in your set time, everything is going to be wiped away like never before. So we just trust and rely on you because you told us to trust you. Your word told us to trust you in Proverbs 3:5-6. You said trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding, and all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. So you told us to trust in you, not trust in ourselves. Trust in you and lean not to our own understanding, and you would direct our path. So, God, we thank you on tonight, Lord. We honor you. We appreciate you. You is a good God. You is a merciful God. You is a God that's able to work all things out. We thank you, Lord God, for the water that you give us to drink, Lord, for the water that you give us to bathe in. We thank you, Lord, even though, God, the weather went like it was this week, but we yet, Lord, thank you, Lord God, for those, God, that didn't get in a hurry or didn't, no problem came around their home or anything, and those that have had problems, we pray, God, that things will be worked out for them. Those that don't have lights in their home, we ask you to work those situations out, God, in the name of Jesus. Those that don't have food in their home, we pray for that situation. We know, God, that you are able. You is a loving God. You is a merciful God, and we thank you for the word because you sent your word to heal us all. We love you, Lord. We appreciate you. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing and all that you're going to do. Lord God, we pray, Lord God, that you would look down on the drug addicts, Lord God. Touch those people, Lord God. Look on those that's out there using drugs. Those that might be out there getting the women that be staying inside the streets, Lord God. Oh, God, we pray for those ladies, and we ask you to look on the mind, touch the minds of people, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Look on those that feel like they just can't make it, but let them know, God, they can make it if they trust in you, if they just really realize and just sit back and just think that you are the one that's able to bring them through, bring them out of these situations, because you are the God that sits high and look low, because you told us to trust in you. You told us to look to you. You told us to believe in you. You told us to put our confidence in you. We have a choice of today. We can go we can go right or we can go wrong, but we can go right, and if we go right, things will be able to be worked out in the way that you want to be worked out, because you told us, God, if we are saved, and if you're not saved, You can get saved, because God is the one that's able to save your soul. He is the one that's able to deliver you. And his word says in Psalm 50:10, create in me a clean heart and renew a steadfast spirit within. And it also say in Psalm 55:22, cast your burdens on the Lord, and he shall esteem you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved. So we got to cast those cares, those burdens, those things that we're going through, cast them on the Lord. Because he said in John 3:16, God said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that who shall believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. So God wants us to come because he sent his son. He wants us to come to him. He calling on us. He's standing with his hands wide open. We living in the last days. He wants us to come. He wants us to give our heart and our mind to him, that he would no wise cast us away. So, God, we thank you tonight. God, we pray that you'll continue to look on all the prayer warriors on tonight, and they continue to come forward, and they continue to pray a prayer of faith to you tonight, God. Use them through your anointed, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless each and every one that's on this phone tonight. Bless Pastor Hubbard, God, and continue to use her. And, Lord, look on all the prayer warriors on the line as well all over the world. We pray for the body of Christ as a whole, that you will look on them too, in the name of Jesus. Help us all, Lord. We need you, Lord, in a day and time like this. We love you. We appreciate you. In Jesus' name, amen.
La 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 la. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, 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 and be glad in it. Ah, la, 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 le, e, lo, 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 lo. This is the day, hallelujah, that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, 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 and be glad in it. This is a season that I am stirring the waters, the waters, the waters, and all that dip in the water shall be healed. Hala ba la la, I am Elohim, Elohim. Everything was made by me and for me. I am the beginning, I am the end. I know all things, I know all things. This is the day, Shabbat Hose, that the Lord has made. This is the day, this is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made. And I will make all things new. I will make all things new. Halla ba 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 ba, ya la ya ya. Oh, Shabbat, everything was created by me and for me. Men can build things, men can make things, but they cannot create nothing out of nothing. They cannot create something out of nothing. I speak and it becomes what I say it will be. Hala bo hose, le di di anda, Elohim, Elohim, creator of all things. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I am for you, never against you. I am for you, never against you. I am your deliverer. I am your deliverer. I delivered the Hebrew children. I delivered them out of the hands of the slave givers. I delivered them out of the hands of men who thought they had all power. All power is in my hands. All power is in my hand. All power is in my hand. It is impossible for me to fail. It is impossible for me to fail. to the hills, from which cometh your help. Look to the hills, from which cometh your help, and know that your help comes from the Lord. Your help comes from the Lord. Your help cometh from me, for I am Creator. I am the Creator. I am your victory. I am that banner over you. I am the standard. I set the standard. Beware of who I am. Know that I will never leave, and I will never forsake you. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father. You are awesome. You are right now, God. You are on time, God. You are omnipresent, Father God. You are here. You are there. You are everywhere. And we praise you tonight. We praise you, God, because you are God. We praise you, God, because you are Creator. We praise you, God, because you've already set the standard, dear God. And help us, Father God, as we walk through life, God, that we know that we are never alone, that you are always there. Help us to know that you hear us when we cry, dear God. Help us to know, Father God, without a doubt, if you are for us, you are more than the whole world against us. Help us, God, not to fear in the middle of chaos and everything that's going on. Help us to know that God is with us always, and you can turn things around just like that. We thank you, Jehovah Shammah. Ola basiki, ola bokande, yera dididio sanda. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day, God, exactly what we need. We thank you, God, that every need we have is met in you. We thank you, Father God, that you have blessed us up until this moment, God. And everything that happened to us this day was under your watchful eye, dear God. We thank you for protecting us and keeping us, God, because we don't know what was happening on that other side. But we know, God, that you were there. And it's your protection, God, that brought us to where we are right now. Help us always to be aware of your presence, God, in every situation and circumstance. Oh, God, we know that some of us are going through a lot, but you are there. We thank you, Father God, that all of this chaos and everything that's going on in this world, help us, God, to know that you are still God. You are still here. You will do what you will do in the name of Jesus. All sickness and diseases, God, you are still Jehovah Rapha. You are the one that heals us. You are the one that protects us and keeps us. You are the one, God, that will watch over us. When the enemy come in like a flood, God, you're going to raise up your standard. God, we know that in these evil days, man, hallelujah, already has his plan. And man, God, is doing anything that bad and big enough to do. But you are still God. You are still there. You haven't moved. And you're going to keep us and protect us. Help us, Father God, to realize that whatever is going on, if sickness come, it's because you allowed it, God. And we're going to make it through. God, we thank you. Even when we lose loved ones, that God, you said you would wipe away all our tears. You saw us when we were crying, God. And even those, God, that got loved ones sick, loved ones that's passed, God, we know that you're still that same God, yesterday, today, and forever. Help us, Father, to depend on you. Help us, God, to call that name of Jesus, that name that is above every name, and that name is Jesus. God, we know that there are folk tonight, God, with all of the snow and everything that's going on that don't have a place to call home. We know, Father God, that there are men and women out on the street right now, Father God, cold. But, God, we know that you see, and we know that you know. We ask your grace and mercy upon them right now, Father God. We don't care whether they're on drugs. We don't care what they've done. Even if they're out there on their own accord, we ask your protection around them. We ask you to keep them, Father God. We ask in the name of Jesus that their mind will be changed, God. We are praying in the name of Jesus that some man or woman will go forth and tell them the good news of Jesus Christ. Father, we trust you with our lives, God. We trust you, God, because you are Jehovah Tsidkenu, God. You are righteousness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are our righteousness, because there's none good but you, Father God. But we thank you for mercy and grace. We thank you, Father God, watching over us and keeping us. And God, we thank you even in our homes and in our neighborhoods right now. God, you said that the enemy come in to kill, steal, and destroy. And we don't know what the enemy's trying to do on the outside. But God, we thank you for that shield of protection around us right now, even as we speak now in Jesus' name. And we're thanking you, God, for the prayers of the righteous as they come up before you, God, that the enemy's kingdom is being destroyed in Jesus' name. No weapons formed going to prosper in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for being our source of everything. You're there when we're sick. You are the healer. You are there when we don't have a dime, for you're greater than money. You are the one that supplies for us. You're Jehovah Jireh. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father, when we're going through everything and our minds just going here and there, that you're Jehovah Shalom. You are peace. You give us peace, God, that transcends all understanding, Father God. We don't know why we didn't lose our mind in things that have gone on with us, but you were there. God, I ask in Jesus' name, as we go through these situations now in the last days, just like you said, God, that you're going to be there for us, you're going to keep us, you protect us, and lead and guide us, Father God, because we need you, God. We need you every day. We need you every hour. We need you every minute, dear God. We can't do nothing without you, but through you, God, we can do all things. So, God, we just trust you. We trust you with our lives. We trust you with the people that you placed in our lives. We trust you with our families. We trust you with our neighbors. We trust you with our church. We trust you with the government, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Because, God, there are things that we can't do nothing about, but you can. All things are in your hand, Father God. All things are in your hand. So, God, we just want to praise you. Because when the praises come up, God, the blessings will come down. When we praise you and acknowledge you and acknowledge who you are, Father God, things around us going to change. It's going to change. It's going to change. Just help us, Father God, to keep our focus. Help us to look to the hill from which cometh our help. Help us to know, Father God, that you are there. You are there. You are here. You are everywhere. Help us to know, Father God. Help us to know that you got everything in your hand, dear God, in the name of Jesus. And God, you do show us things that's going on, because there's something you want us to pray. You told us to pray. You told us to pray without ceasing. You told us to pray in faith, God. You said whatever we ask in the name of Jesus, it will be done. So, Father, as your people, as your mouthpiece here in the earth, God, we believe when we pray and establish a thing that it should be done according to your will and your purpose. Hallelujah, because every prayer has answered, God. And sometimes it's not answered the way we think it is. But we yield to you, Father God. We surrender totally to you, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I bless every person on this line tonight. God, you know their needs. You know, Father, there are some, God, that need help in their marriages. There are some that need help with their children. There are some that need help with finances, God. And there are some that are sick in their body. But is there anything too hard for God? Every need being met, God, according to your riches in glory through Christ Jesus. We're praying, God, that you open doors that no man can close. We're praying for favor tonight, dear God, in the precious name of Jesus. Because, God, we walk by faith and not by sight. We call those things that be not as if they were. We are believing, Father, that your will be done in the earth as it already is in heaven. So we call those things forth, my God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, that we can take comfort in who you are. We thank you, Father God, that we can rest in you, that we can take our abode in you, Father God, because you care for us and because you love us. So, God, we bless your name tonight, even as we lift up the doctors and the nurses and the firemen and all of those people, God, that put their lives on the line every day so that we can live a peaceful life. We pray for those in the hospital now that's fighting for their lives. We're asking that your presence be with them, God. We are praying that you be with them through this situation of this corona and especially with these little children, God. But we are praying also, God, that the people's eyes be open to truth. Satan have come in, God, and he spread it lies. Satan have come in, and he's closed people's eyes to the truth. I pray in the name of Jesus, especially, God, for those that's in the household of faith, for those that got authority, God, that those, Father God, that's speaking into people's lives every day, I pray, Father God, that you will open up their minds and open up their eyes to truth and let them know, Father God, that what come out of our mouth is what we are responsible for. But, God, we bless them in the hospital now. And, God, we know that in due time, this too shall pass. It came to pass. But in that meanwhile, God, we're asking your protection over the United States of America and all of the other countries, God, in the precious name of Jesus. And we pray always, God, for the peace of Jerusalem. God, because we know sooner or later you're coming back. Hallelujah. You're coming back, and you're coming back for your people. I pray in the name of Jesus that we're going to be ready when you come. I ask now your mercy and grace upon us. I ask, Father God, that you keep us. I ask, God, that that man that be in Christ Jesus also be in us so that we'll know how to pray, so that we'll know how to minister, God. In the precious name of Jesus, have your way. God, we love you because you first loved us. And we love you, God, because you gave your son. Your son gave his life that we might have life and have life abundantly. So, Father, we thank you for these lives. And we pray, God, that we live a life that pleasing to you. We pray, Father God, that not one minute or one day would go by without us giving you thanks and praise and praying for your people and loving them just the way you love us, loving them enough to tell them the truth that Jesus is Lord. So, Father God, we praise your name tonight. We thank you for every individual. We thank you for the prayer warriors. We thank you, Father God, for how they stand in the gap. We ask your blessing over them. We pray that there's nothing broken, nothing missing in their lives, God, that every need they have is met in you. And every person on this line tonight, whatever they got, God, they can just bring it and lay it at the foot of the cross and know that their prayers are already answered in the precious name of Jesus. Thanking you for Pastor BJ, Father God. Thank you for her faithfulness. Thank you for her standing in the gap. So we love you. We praise you. We give you honor and glory. It's in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. For you are the Lord that deliver, Lord. You are the Lord that heal. Father, you said in your word, cast all our cares on you. Because, Lord, you also tell us that all our needs have already been met. Thank you, Jesus, for being the Lord of our life, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for being there all the way, Lord. Because no matter where we go, or where we go and who we go with, you see us all. None is hidden from you, Lord. You know what's going on. But, Lord, you gave us authority and dominion here on earth. You said whatever we bind on earth, Lord God. According to your word in Matthew 18:18, you said what we bind. And, Lord, we are binding up the works of the enemy. Oh, Father God, you gave us authority here. And, Lord, we binding up sickness and disease that come against people, Lord God. And, Father, we ask you to touch your people, Lord God, that they will pray, Lord. They will seek you and pray because according to your word, Father, you said in your word, in Chronicles 7:14, you tell us in your word, Lord God, if we pray. So, Lord, that's why we come together in this prayer line and seeking you, praying, standing in the gap for brothers and sisters, so we know those who don't know. Help us, Lord, to be consistent in our prayers, that we will continue to bombard the gates of heaven. Because, Lord, we know your promises tell us that if we pray, and, Lord, we know if you said it in the word, nothing else can change that. So we standing in the gap with one another, Lord, praying for brothers and sisters, those we know, those we don't know. We standing in the gap praying, Lord God. Lord, we pray for our sons and daughters, the fatherless sons, the widows. We pray, Lord God, because we know you already gave your commandment that you take care of the fatherless and the widows, Lord. And, Lord, you don't make mistakes. You said it, Lord. We believe it, Father God. Because you've been mighty good to us, Lord. Your word stands. Help us, Lord, to stand on the word of God. Stand on the word. If you said it, we believe it, Father God. And it's in the name of Jesus we stand boldly and proclaim it. We are overcomers. We are more than conquerors. And, Lord, you gave us authority to bind anything here on earth. So we bind this pestilence that come against the people, Lord God. Lord, touch your people's heart that they be consistently in praying down this pestilence. Because, Lord, nothing can override your word. If we stand faithful, it got to loose in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for being the Lord of our life. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for all our needs have been met according to your word, Lord. And we persist in claiming the victory in every area, Lord. Because you're a God that hears every cry. You know each and every one of us, Lord God. And you know our voice. You hear our cry. You're the same God that hear the cry of our forefathers, Lord. And you answer those cries. So, Lord, we know that you hear us crying out to you, Lord God. Help us to know that we have the power to bombard the gates of heaven and cast down this foul spirit. instead of let it rising up, we bind it up in the name of Jesus, and we casting it bound back to the pit of hell where it belongs. Father, you gave us authority over these things here on earth. Help us to stand boldly and proclaim it, Lord God, that if you said it, Lord, that's enough. Help us to know that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, because you gave us the dominion and the authority. Thanks be to the Lord Jesus Christ. He paid a price for us to stand. Help us to be bold soldiers, Lord. Help us to stand. Help us to seek you more and to stand boldly and proclaim the victory is ours. Oh, Father God, have mercy, Lord. As we stand, Lord God, claiming victory over this foul spirit of pestilence, we claim the victory over it in the name of Jesus. Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus over our children, our grands, our great-grands. Cover them under the blood of the Lamb, Lord God, no matter what comes on earth. You gave us power and authority. And Lord Jesus, we thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for being the Lord of our life, Lord. We thank you for giving us the authority and the dominion here on earth. Help us to be faithful and stand regardless what comes. And that we got to remember, Lord God, we is in this world, but we are not of this world. As children of the living God, we are not of this world. Help us to know, Lord God, that when we call on you, we know you hear our cry, Lord God. And we know you is a God that will answer. Help us to seek you more and to stay steadfast in your word. Because according to the promises, Lord God, you said in Isaiah 40:31, you said, if I got a woshata, your word, Lord God, that if we wait on you, because you said, but they that wait upon the Lord, you know, weakness in the child of God. Because you gave us that power and dominion. You said that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew our strength, and your word don't change, Heavenly Father. Your word never change. And you said that we shall mount up with wings as eagles. We have the dominion, but we need to stand faithful, Lord God. Help us to know, Lord God, that we must stand regardless what we see. Stand faithful, knowing that your promise is never void. Even tell us, Lord God, that we can run and we don't get tired, not weary. We can run and walk and never faint, never get tired. But we got to stand on those promises because of who we are. Help us to learn, Lord God, that as daughters, as the living God, we have the authority here on earth. Help us to know that we can stand regardless of what the enemy come against us with. We can stand in the mighty name of Jesus. But I thank you for your mercy and your grace in our life, Lord. I thank you for how strengthened you gave each and every one that strength to stand. Because, Lord, we stand faithful day and night, calling on the name of Jesus and serving the only Savior that we know is the Savior, Jesus Christ, the one that paid the price for us. There is no other Savior but you, Lord. Help us to keep our eyes on you, Lord, and to stand faithful regardless what comes in this earth, knowing that we are not of this world. We must recognize who we are and what we are in Christ Jesus. He paid a price for us. Help us to stand boldly, Lord God. Help us not to be moved by what we see, Lord God, but what we know by faith. Help us, Father God, to stand faithful. Continue to cover us always, Lord God. Bless our sons and daughters going out and coming in, Heavenly Father. We know you said in your word you'll never leave them nor forsake them. So we bind up anything that come against them because it shall not have dominion over them. And as you said in the word, Lord God, that you'll never leave us. You gave us authority and dominion here on earth, Heavenly Father. Help us to stand faithful and to know that we are more than conquerors, Lord. We are mighty children of the living God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for your mercy and your grace in each and every one of our life, Lord God. As children of the living God, we stand boldly and proclaim victory, Lord God. Help us to know, Lord God, that we have to be persistent in our prayers, Lord God, and persistent in our life, calling on the name of Jesus. Because there is no other name more powerful than the name of Jesus. And help us to learn to use our weapon, Lord God, that we have a powerful weapon that you gave us. The blood of Jesus and the name of Jesus, we can stand. Oh, God, touch sisters out there that think it's all over, Lord God, that they've been beaten down. Touch their mind, Heavenly Father. Raise them up to stand like bold soldiers to do your will, Lord God. That the enemy shall not have dominion in their life. Oh, Father God, you said in your word, cast all our cares on you. And we come tonight, Father God, casting every cares, because the situation on the earth today, Lord God, it let your children, Lord God, stand faithful and pray against these things, because we know that's not what you want for us, Lord. You don't want to see us in no suffering, so much suffering going on in this system, Lord God. But we know you says, if we pray, Lord. So that let us know that no matter what we see, we can move it out in the name of Jesus by praying and faithful stand warriors. We thank you, Lord God, for keeping the prayer line going, Lord God. We thank you for blessing the head of the prayer line, Lord God. We thank you for keeping on, Lord God. We thank you that you are a God, that your word do not void. If you said it, it shall come forth. And we ask you to bless our going out and coming in, Lord God. Touch each and every one of our warriors on the prayer line, Lord God. Because if not been for them, Lord God, we couldn't stand faithful and intercede for others, because we come as one in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we thank you for giving us the dominion and the power here on earth. Because your word is what we're standing on, Lord God. And before we even stand on the prayer line, we keep our armor on daily. We never take our armor off. Because you gave us that authority, Father. You gave us that dominion through Christ Jesus, that we can stand boldly and proclaim who we really are in Christ Jesus. These things we ask, Father God, in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Praise the Lord. Truly we give glory, honor, and praise to God for being the living God. Heavenly Father, we come before your presence. We thank you so much for being so good to us, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are the true and living God, the great I am that I am. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you love us and that you truly are genuinely for us. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father God, for showing us how much you loved us in sending Christ, Jesus, as our Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, we thank you for sitting at the right hand of the Father making intercession for us. We thank you that you hear every cry that goes up to you, every prayer, because you've taught us that men ought to always pray. So we pray to you, Father, in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, with confidence and the assurance, hallelujah, that you hear us, and we pray to you according to your word, Heavenly Father, praying, hallelujah, as you hear our prayers, Lord God, they ascend up to you, Lord God. We bind up any, Lord God, obstacles from the prayers reaching you. We thank you that you hear them, and we thank you for the answers to the prayers that we pray. We pray, hallelujah, Matthew 18 and 18 and 19. We touch and agree with the prayers that have already been ascended up unto your throne room. Thank you, Father God, you give us the privilege, hallelujah, to cry out and intercede, Lord God, on behalf of ourselves as well as others in Christ Jesus' name. We appreciate you that you love us, Lord God, that you're concerned about every situation, every detail. Thank you so much that you let us know that nothing that's going on in the earth today has taken you by surprise. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, that you are the same God who says in Romans 8, all things work together to them for good, to them that love you, who are called according to your purpose. So we know that, Lord God, even though some of these things that's going on in the earth today, whether it be the storms, Lord God, whether it be, Lord God, the floods, whether it be, Lord God, fires or earthquakes or wars or rumors of wars, whatever's going on, none of it's taken you by surprise. And we thank you, Lord God, that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. You are El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one, the one that's able to do exceeding abundant above all that we ask or think. I thank you for giving us comfort, hallelujah, in your word. You are your word. Your word is anointed, hallelujah, and you do what you say. You're not, Lord God, a man that you should lie, nor the son of man that you need to repent about something you've said. God, your word is truth. Glory be to God. And we pray, hallelujah, in accordance with your word. You said if we abide in you and your word abide in us, we can ask what we will and it shall be done. We thank you, hallelujah, for what you said in Mark 11, praise God. Have faith in God, and I trust you, Lord God. Hallelujah, because who in the world are you going to turn to if we don't have faith in you? Thank you for relationship with you. Thank you for teaching us in Romans 8 chapter that we're not just children of God, but we're heirs of God and joint heirs with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. Thank you so much, Heavenly Father. I praise you this evening. I worship you. I honor you. I give you glory because I know, hallelujah, glory be to God, the prayers, Lord God, that are gone forward, they shall be answered in Christ Jesus' name. And I pray for a rapid release of answers. God, let your supernatural miracle-working healing power be released and go forth. I pray the good sword of the Spirit, which is your word, which is anointed, will go forth and break and destroy the yoke of every bondage. The bondage of sin, the bondage of sickness, the bondage of diseases, the bondage of this COVID, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, every strand. Yes, break and destroy the yoke of every bondage, the bondage of addictions and strongholds. Some people, Lord God, the enemy has deceived them, and we bind up the demon of deception, the demon of distraction, the demon of division. God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that people come out of darkness and choose, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that they have a made-up mind that I'm tired of this immorality in my life, and I need to make a change. God, help them to come to themselves and realize that it's time for a change, and the only way, the best change that they can make is to surrender to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father God, for giving us a sound mind. Thank you, Lord God, for giving us, Lord God, a right and privilege as your children, Lord God, that we can cry out and intercede on behalf of others. God, people all over the world need you. We need you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, that you're concerned. I heard the prayers. You're concerned about those, Lord God, that don't have a home, that may be living on the street. I pray, God, that they've found there's a place for them to come in out of the cold, off the street when it's freezing cold like this, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that some doors are being opened for them in shelters, Lord God. The police force will, Lord God, police them up off the street in the name of Jesus to keep them from being out there, Lord God, in these harsh elements in Jesus' name. We pray, oh, Lord God, for those, yes, in the hospitals and those in the nursing homes and the psychiatric facilities. We're praying for the caretakers, the nurses, the doctors, the specialists, Lord God, those in health care and medical fields, Lord God. And we're praying, God, that you will cover these people because they need to help others that really need help. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. I pray for those, Lord God, that's been affected by this COVID. Somebody may be suffering. They may be on a ventilator. I thank you, Lord God, that you've given the doctors wisdom on what to do by coming up with vaccines and coming up with IV infusions to give to people so it will speed up this process of this virus, Lord God, but ultimately you are our healer. So I pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for your release, the release of your divine, virtuous healing power to be, Lord God, released in every person that's been affected in Jesus' name. And I praise you and I thank you that you desire that people live. You said that you would that none should perish. Glory be to God. That's who you are. You're a good God. Hallelujah. You don't want any, Lord God, hallelujah, to die. And especially and to die and be separated from you. But I pray, Lord God, that as Jesus said to Martha, he that liveth and believeth on me shall never die. I pray, God, if some of those that have been affected, Lord God, if they by this COVID, I pray, Lord God, that that their soul is already, Lord God, surrendered to Christ. But if they have not, I pray that they hurry up, Lord God, and make a decision to come to the Lord. But I pray for your mercy. You taught us in the word of God, hallelujah. In Jesus' name, you said to, Lord God, to warn those that are unruly. You said to comfort the feeble-minded and support the weak. And you told us to be patient toward all men. You told us that in 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, and verse 14. So, Father, I pray for your mercy and your grace upon every person, those, Lord God, who may have not made a decision to get the vaccine, if they see that the vaccine is helping people and reducing the amount of time of this illness, Lord God, let them make a good decision. Help them, Father. Give them your wisdom, Father, in the name of Jesus. I pray, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I pray for those who are in positions of authority. We pray for our military, Lord God. We pray for, Lord God, our president and, Lord God, the cabinet. We pray for those, Lord God, that are in the police force, the judicial force, Lord God, the body of Christ, Lord God, those in leadership positions. So many decisions have to be made. And, God, we're living in a time where the enemy is distracting people on every hand and trying to keep them from focusing on what the big picture is and what's important. Help us as parents, Lord God, to continue to be light. Help us, Lord God, as laborers of the harvest, Lord God, to point people to Christ in the name of Jesus. Help us all, Father God, to carry out the assignment that you have appointed for each of us. And as Mary said to the servants of your of the Lord, to whatever he tells you to do it. Father, help us to, Lord God, to seek your Holy Spirit for your wisdom to know what to do, even especially in praying, Father God. I would that you wipe out this COVID at the blink of an eye, Father God. I would that you let cancer and all these other sickness, sugar diabetes, high blood pressure, liver disease, Lord God, kidney disease, I pray that it would be a thing of the past today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You said in John 16, 23 and 24, praise God, whatsoever we ask you in Jesus' name, you will give it to us so that our joy will be full. I'm trusting you, Lord God. And I realize we're living on a planet where there's a fall took place in the garden. And now we're reaping. This is what is called a ripple effect in the earth from that fall, from that disobedience. I pray that people will learn to be obedient. We bind up the demon of disobedience and rebellion in the name of Jesus. We ask you for help, Lord God, on today. We pray that you give us liberty and freedom from every sickness, every disease, every addiction, every stronghold, everything that try to get in the way of your divine will, purpose, and plan. Your will for us is good. Thank you, your kingdom, which is righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And living life to the full. Glory to God. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to desire to walk in your plan, will, and purpose for our lives in Jesus' name. Father, we cancel every trap, every plot, every scheme that the enemy is trying to use against people. And, Lord God, we pray that let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end and every trap, scheme, and plot, Lord God, the enemy try to set for somebody else, let him fall in his own trap, because we wrestle not against flesh and blood. So let the enemy, Lord God, fall in his own trap that he's setting for somebody else in Christ Jesus' name. We pray, O Lord God, for equality of all mankind. In the name of Jesus, we pray for the LGBT community, Lord God, those who are walking in darkness and don't even know. Some people are going to church and believe that they're on headed to heaven, but there are five wise virgins and five foolish. And when the foolish went to buy some oil for themselves, the door, hallelujah, the bridegroom came, the wise virgins went in, the door was shut, and it was locked. Have mercy, Lord God. Somebody's going to miss out on eternity because they think that they're on the way to be with you, and they're missing it, Lord God. Open up blinded eyes. Loose them that have been bound, Lord God, for so long. We curse, Lord God, and bind up generational curses and strongholds and things that's keeping people, Lord God, bound up and tangled up in deception. Open their eyes up and help us all, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for our families. I pray for, Lord God, the body of Christ. I pray, thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for Pastor BJ, Lord God. Her family, Lord God, continue to strengthen her, meet her need, bless her from the top of her head to the very sole of her feet. God, Lord God, hallelujah, help each person, Lord God, each minister, Lord God, each pastor, Lord God, each representative, apostle, Lord God, each servant of yours, their family members, cover us all in the name. Thank you for the whole arm of God. Hallelujah. Thank you for the authority that we have to walk with the whole arm of God, that no weapon formed against us prosper. Help us to learn to agree with what you say in your word and let your word work on the inside of us. If you said no weapon formed against us shall prosper, let that word, so when the enemy try to come and bring symptoms to us, then the word of God fight against that symptom in Jesus' name, and we have victory. Victory in this year and always, because we walk in Christ and he's gotten the victory for us. Father, we love you. We bless you. We praise you. Bless each, my brother and my sisters, Lord God. Meet their needs, their family needs, Lord God. I pray for our schools, the school staff, our students, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, oh Lord God, that you will agree with us, that you're going to wipe out this pandemic, this pestilence that's in the earth. I pray that people are turning back to you and that you will see that, Lord God, and you will forgive our sins and you will heal our land. Thank you that you do what you say. Have mercy upon us, Lord God. Help us all. We love you. We bless you. We praise you. We pray the prayer of faith in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we invite you to continue to intercede on our behalf. Help us to pray those things that we did not pray, that we did not mention. Help us all, Father, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, have mercy, have mercy. Jesus, I love you. I thank you for what you've already done. We bless you now. We praise you. We worship you. In Jesus' name, we pray the prayer of faith. And thank you, Lord God, that you will nullify, dismantle, cancel, and stop the works of darkness. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Brother Black, are you there?
Okay, maybe he's on pause. We'll have Mother Pastor Simpson so we can see whether he's going to come back on or not. All right, God bless. Are you there too, Pastor Sam?
Yes, I am. Okay, I thought you were all right.
Yeah, oh, Brother Black was supposed to come on, but I opened his line, but he didn't say anything, so I don't know if he's on mute or what. Wait a minute, let me try again. No, he must be on mute.
All right. Hallelujah to the King of Kings and the Lords of Lords. Father, we come before you tonight, Lord God, as humble as we know how. And Father, we asking you, Father God, teach us how to pray and what to pray for, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for teaching us. And I'm so glad I learned how to lean and depend on you, because you're my friend and you're my guide. Say, what a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on your arm. Father, we give you great honor. We praise you with everything that we have tonight, Father. I come in agreement with all the prayers that have gone up, all of these great and mighty anointed prayer warriors that have come tonight on one accord, thanking you, praising you, asking your blessings upon this whole world, Lord God. But Father, we just honor you. We just praise you. Father, there's so much going on in this world today that without you, Father, we don't know what we would do. One of the warriors said, what would we do? Because without you, there's nothing we can do. But we thank you, Lord, for your matchless grace. We thank you, Lord, for you coming to see about us. We thank you, Lord, for praise, giving us blessings, Father. And we lift your name on high. We have to praise you because there's no other one like you. No other one can do the things that you do. In fact, the scripture asks, is there anything too hard for you? And the word came back a resounding no. It's nothing too hard for you. Oh, Father, I've seen you, hallelujah, seen you work in others, Lord, and I've seen you work in me, Lord. And, Father, we ask that you help us wherever we go, all that are on this line, all that concern at this line, and everywhere we go, that we'll be able to hold up the bloodstained banner, Father, because you, we know you're the crucified one. No one else could do it. But you, Lord, you sent your son, and we give you honor, we give you glory. We've already prayed, but I reiterate, Lord God, for the homeless people, the people tonight. It's very cold out there. They don't have anywhere to sleep, nowhere to go. Father, that you would open a door somehow, some way, that they could have a warm bed to sleep in tonight, Father, and some warm food or something that they could eat, Lord God. We know a lot of them are out there by choice, but, Father, they don't have an understanding of your word and what your word said. And if you would do the things that God asks you to do, he will bless you. He will bless you if you keep his commandments. He said, if you love me, you keep my commandments. And then he is left up to him when you come to him and you ask to forgive him. He said he's faithful and just to forgive you. And he's not a man that he should lie. Father, we give you honor. We give you glory. We give you praise. We pray for bereaved families everywhere, Lord God. We pray for destitute people, Lord. We pray for people that don't have transportation to get from one place to another. We pray for the elderly, Lord God, that are being abused. We pray for abused children, abused people everywhere, Father. Father, we ask that you bring some kind of solution to this sex trafficking thing, Father, that it would be wiped out from the face of the earth, Lord, and this would not happen to people, that they'd be entrapped and be in slavery, Father. And I read in some statistics about it that the average young girl that they bring into this slave trade, this sex trafficking thing, only live 4 years after they bring her into it, Father. And so we ask you, Lord God, even the young housewives, young women that don't have anybody to take care of them and don't have any income, they're succumbing to staying home, but they're going out making money for the pimps. Father, we ask you, bring a stop to this. And, Father, we sure enough ask you, you said in your word, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves in Chronicles 7:14, that you would hear from heaven and you would heal their land. And Father, we're coming and we're praying and we're asking you to turn this dreaded pandemic around and send it back to the pits from which it came, never to rise again. Father, there are all kinds of things. There's systemic racism, Lord God. We're talking about that, and we talked about, it says 14 earthquakes were in the Midlands during a short period of time, Father. We know, hallelujah, We yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you, Jesus. We know that you made this earth. You know all about it. There's nothing that catches you by surprise. And, Father, we're asking you to keep us and hold us, Lord God, in the hollow of your hand. And while you're holding us and while we're going through, Lord, that we come through on the other side still praising and giving glory to your name. Father, I thank you, Father, for your matchless grace. Nobody like you. Nobody can do the things that you do. We do give you praise and honor for Minister BJ, Lord God, who is on this on the line all the time, keeping it open so that men and women, boys and girls everywhere would have an opportunity and a chance to hear these prayers and to be blessed by these prayers, to participate if they so desire. So many blessings and healings have come out from this Blog Talk Divine Connection Radio. Father, we love you. We praise you. We ask that you bless her family far and wide, Father. Hold them up, Lord, in your mighty, righteous hand. And, Father, we realize that our times are in your hands. And the time that you give us that we're here on earth, Lord, let us be a blessing to somebody. Somebody be a blessing to us, and we be a blessing to somebody, Father. Keep us strong in your word, Lord. Father, fear has torment. And we ask, Lord, that we have no fear, that we look to thee from which all our blessings come. And we continue to hold on to your hand and say what your word says. Father, that we be careful what come out of our mouth, because those things snare us, put us in traps. If you say you're downtrodden and you sow this and you sow that, that's what you'll be. But if you say, my Father promised me, oh, hallelujah, he promised me that he would heal my body. He promised me that he would heal my mind, Lord God. He promised that he would lift me up out of the dungeon of sin and despair. And you believe in your heart that he'll do it. He will do it. Father, we love you. We give you glory. We give you honor. We pray for the fivefold ministry everywhere, all over the land and country, Lord. We pray for the doctors and the nurses and all hospital people, the janitors, anything, everybody that works in the hospital trying to help people, Lord. We ask that you just give them vision, Lord. Give them strength, Lord. Keep the pandemic away from them, and they'd be able to see about other people, Lord. Father, we love you. Oh, Lord, we give you honor. We give you glory. We praise your name. We bless your name, Father. We pray for all that concerns us here tonight, Lord, far and wide. And we ask these blessings, Father, in the strong and mighty name of Jesus. And we say amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
We thank you tonight. Thank you. Are you available now, brother?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, then. Go
Hallelujah,
ahead.
Hallelujah, Father. We
just
thank
you. Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. We thank you, Father. Lord, we lift up overseas right now, the nations, God. Our matriarchs, our patriarchs, Lord, the homeless, Lord, the ones that are hungry, God, Lord. Hallelujah. Our babies, God, all over the face of the earth, God, our youth, God. Lord, ones that graduated from high school, graduated from college, Lord. The ones, Lord, that are looking for work, God. Lord, I just pray, Lord, that you cover them in the name of Jesus with your blood, God. Send ministers by, God, that they'll hear your word and accept you as personal, Lord, and Savior, God. I just pray, Lord, so even for the ones that are incarcerated, God, even for the ones that are incarcerated, Lord, for no reason at all, God, because they love you and because, Lord, because the government is against, Lord, the people who don't want to follow the government because the government is doing wrong, even with the COVID, God, and the mutations of the viruses, God, Lord, because the government wants to be in control of things and take Christ out of the earth, off of the face of the earth, in the way churches close down and things like that, God. But we know, God, that you are in control of all these things. And at the appointed time, God, you shall come forth like your word said. And we just thank you, God. Lord, whatever the enemy meant for bad, God, you're going to turn it around for our good and your glory. The whole world is going to know that you are God, and you are God alone, and you are the one and true and faithful and only real God. Hallelujah. And we just thank you, Lord. We lift up Israel, God, one by one and name by name. Lord, how your angels protect Israel, God. Lord, how your plan for Israel is coming to fruition. How Israel is coming back, God, and Lord, to be one great big family. And we all together be one big body of Christ. And we just thank you, Father God.
What happened?
The mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I just pray, Lord, I lift up, Lord, everybody on this prayer line, God. Lord, even from the Apostle Hubbard, God, all the way down to the least of these like me, God, one by one and name by name, how you work every situation out, how we are in a win-win situation, even the ones that don't even speak that much, God, but just listening on, Lord. We're in a win-win situation. All we have to do is just say yes to the Lord. Just believe, God. Just praise him, even in adversity, even in the midst of the worst circumstances. We can laugh at the devil. We can write a note and put it on the heels of our feet and stand on it and let the devil read that, because he is under our feet. We bruise his head and he bruises our heels, as the word says. And I just thank you, Lord. We believe your word, and what we speak does come to pass, God. Lord, we just lift up the leadership all over the face of the earth, judicial branch, the legislative branch, the executive branch, God, president, vice president, the lawmakers, the judges, God. Lord, that they have a heart to say yes to Jesus, Father God. Yes to you in Jesus' name, Father. Hallelujah, Lord. That they'll receive you as Lord and Savior, Lord. That they'll be led by your Holy Spirit, God. And I just, Lord, lift them up. You said obey those that are in authority of you. As long as they're doing well, we're going to lift them up regardless. But as long as they're doing the right things in you, we will obey them. And we will obey the rules and the law of the land. But if they're doing ungodly things, Lord, you tell us not to obey. We obey your word, but still obey the rules and law of the land. And we just thank you for your wisdom, God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. I just lift up our family. My mother's in the hospital. She just came home. She has pneumonia, God, but not anymore. We already counted a done deal. It's a thing of the past, as Mother Willette would say. And we just thank you for it. And God, we thank you for all our families, all our nieces and nephews and daughters and granddaughters and great-granddaughters and things like that, God. Lord, how you worked it out. Everybody's under your blood. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Praise your holy name, Lord. Worthy to be praised. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for all the prayers. I'll read this real quick. The walk of faith, trust and lean, rely on and adhere to Jesus forever. Glory to God. God is our righteousness. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And as we come to the Lord, we pray, God, that we will trust you, rest in you, and stand on your word and on your promises in the name of Jesus. And love you with all our mind, soul, spirit, and body, and all our strength in the name of Jesus.
And this last little piece right here says, enjoy your journey with the Lord. Jeremiah 29:11-13. And the Amplified, it says, for I know the thoughts and plans I have for you, says the Lord, thoughts and plans for your welfare, peace, and not for evil, to give you hope in your final outcome. Then you will call upon me, and you will come and pray to me, and I will hear and heed you. Then you will seek me, inquire for and require me as a vital necessity, and find me when you search for me with all your heart. So we put our trust and our faith in the Lord, regardless of circumstances, situations going on about, and they can seem, glory to God, so horrific, but the God we serve is the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. And for us to have the patience and just trust and rest in the Lord and believe what his word says and not be moved from it, because the enemy going to do anything and everything he can to try to move us out of our place. Our weapons, too, as well as the ones he said are not carnal, we got to hold on to our peace. That peace that passed all understanding, he said he'll give us, glory to God, when we keep our minds steadfast on him. And he said, glory to God, for the joy of the Lord is my strength. We can't afford to lose our joy or our peace to give place to the enemy, because he will, glory to God, part of our weapons along with that word and our trust in him. The enemy will, glory to God, take advantage, and he's going to take every opportunity he can to cause us to be in stress, depressed, oppressed, suppressed, off our post. So we're just praying, glory to God, remember the promises of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Thank God for all you that have prayed. If our pastor have anything else you need to say before we start taking these prayer requests, Pastor Byrd.
No.
Oh, praise God. Anybody else have any prayer requests? And we're standing on the word, glory to God, for the Lord to bless Brother Black's mother continues. Like you said, we were leaving, glory to God. When they pray, it is done. We're just going to pray the manifestation to come forth even quicker. In the name of Jesus.
Pastor B. Okay. Go ahead.
But we pray for Yvonne.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, somebody on the line. I'm sorry.
That's okay. And Pastor BJ, my family in Mississippi, I talked to my aunt, and she has COVID, and her family has it, and she was having struggle trying to breathe on the phone today. So just keep them all in prayer. And I've already prayed for them. Day, but I still just touch and agree in the name of Jesus that God is going to bring them through that. And I just thank and praise God. His way is so much higher than ours, and he wants us to live, and that's what we're standing on in Jesus' name. Amen.
Okay, and you said that was your aunt, and who else?
Her family, her husband, and her children, and she was, I call her daughter, too, to tell her to tell the doctors to try that IV infusion that they can give the patients that has COVID. I guess that you have to meet a certain criteria, but she said, my cousin said that she thought her mom was doing much better than all of them. But she was very winded when I talked to her today, but I'm just trusting God is going to bring them all through it, because I just stand on God's word, and I just thank and praise God for his grace and his mercy. And I didn't even ask whether or not they had taken the shot or anything like that. I just asked God to have mercy and help them.
That's
in Jesus'
right. Amen.
Name. Amen.
Amen.
That's my prayer. Yes. Amen.
That's right. That's what we concentrate on. And whatever happened after that, we've been preferably, if they didn't, they'll be considering it. Pastor Byrd, do you want to take that? If not, I'll go ahead and take it.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we do honor you, we praise you, and we give you glory. God, we know that all things are in your hand, Father God. So we come boldly now to your throne of grace, and we ask you for grace and mercy upon this family, dear God. We pray in the name of Jesus for a speedy recovery. We come against death in the precious name of Jesus. They shall live and not die to proclaim this gospel of Jesus Christ. We are praying, Father God, for her aunt, that she says that she sounds winded. We're praying, God, if there's pneumonia or any respiratory things going on, that you touch and heal them now, God. There's nothing too hard for you. COVID is not too hard for you. So, Father God, we ask that you touch them individually, God. You touch them as that corporate family, and we're believing you for healing. And, God, just like she said, we don't know whether they took the shot or not, but that's not important. Whether they believe in you is important, God, because you can do all things but fail. So we come to the foot of the cross and we lay them there. We give them to you, Father God. And we are believing you for healing now from the top of the head to their feet. And we say that they are covered now with the blood of Jesus. And by your stripes, they are already healed. So we thank and praise you now, God. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Amen.
Would you pray for Yvonne? I did find out caller today. And would also like to pray for Mary, pray for Charlotte. Mary's mind seems to be the enemy playing game with our mind. And Charlotte, our hands are swelling. And Yvonne, just pray that God continues strengthening her.
Well, okay, you did get a chance to talk to her. Okay, then.
Yeah, today. Uh-huh. I get the number from Willette, and then I call her, and she sound okay. But, you know, just...
Okay, then. Okay, Mother, we'll let you go ahead and take that prayer request.
Yes, ma'am. Heavenly Father, we just thank you again. We appreciate you, Lord God, that you love us and you know about every situation that Sister Alexander mentioned. We lift up Sister Vaughn to you, Lord God. Yvonne, we pray for her, Lord God. We pray for her medical condition. We pray, Lord God, that your divine healing, Lord God, be released in her body. You know about the oxygen that she has to use and the Clarinema. Father God, we thank you that there's truly nothing too hard for you. I thank you, Lord God, that you do want us well. I thank you for what your word says, and praise God, Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5, 1 Peter 2, 24, and Isaiah, Psalms 107 and verse 20, in Jesus' name. Thank you so much, Lord God. I pray for your divine deliverance and healing in her body. We lift up Miss Mary in the name of Jesus. We know that you are a mind regulator. You've not given us a spirit of fear, but the spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. So we bind up that demon of, Lord God, distraction and disturbance of the mind in the name of Jesus. We come against, Lord God, dementia, Alzheimer's, bipolar, schizophrenic, whatever type of mind disorder it is. We pray, Lord God, that the sword of the Spirit will be released right now with supernatural deliverance and healing of this young lady's mind. Christ Jesus' name. We thank you for a good sound mind, Lord God, and we pray that, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that with your stripes that she is delivered, Lord God, from a contaminated mind in Jesus' name. We pray for Miss Charlotte, Lord God, and we lift her up, Lord God, and you know what's causing the swelling. I don't know why. I'm not a doctor, but I know you are the doctor that knows everything. So I pray, God, that you get to the root cause for why she has swelling in her hand. And I pray, God, that you will expose it. I pray that as she goes to the doctor does whatever test that needs to be made. But, God, we pray in the meantime for your divine deliverance. Expose what's going on. And, God, if it's something that she's doing, maybe eating too much salt, I have no idea. But, God, I pray, Lord God, that you expose it and help us all. Lord God, to do those things, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that we need to do as people to stay healthy as well as we can. But, God, those things that we're not able to do, we pray for your divine deliverance, your hand of mercy, grace, Lord God. And thank you that with Jesus' stripes, Lord God, we are delivered. We are healed. We are whole. We are well. Thank you, Jesus. I always remember what you said to Martha. He that liveth and believeth on me. And I pray that these ladies, believe on you as Lord. He that liveth and believeth on me shall never die. So we pray for divine health to be released in each of them in the mighty and holy and righteous name of Jesus. We love you, Lord. We bless you. We praise you. Cover all people in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Anyone else? I will ask Minister Black to play for Imani. She was already mentioned to y'all that she's graduating early on February the 8th, but she has these finals she has to take. I think she already took one. She got two more, but of course we have snow and ice on the ground. They're canceling classes tomorrow, but they're going to reschedule that, and they're making a teacher's day. However it is, as the week unfolds, we may have some more of it. But anyway, whenever she takes it, whether they go back to school this week or next week for her to pass the finals. Right now she has two A's and a C, but that could change according to how her concentration is. And pray this other thing that we are praying for. it's rising back up again for this chat room thing and the influences with that. So we're asking for you to pray that prayer for our little lady, and that she stay focused and that her heart will be in mind, will be tuned back in, all of our children and grands and whatever, be tuned back into this. And I would say all of us may have different situations going on with our children or grands, but that they influence with this internet chat stuff. So we want her to stay focused because we got things she need to be focusing on even after school or even just for her life in general. So I just want you to, we got to take more and more serious. Like I tell the mother of Alexander, the mother of McCormick today, even more, I mean, in our own homes, even though we pray for others all around, we got to try to keep these doors closed of these influences that come against our youth, Lord, in our own homes as well. And we pray, but we got to really, because that enemy is busy. So you'll take that prayer request, and if there's anyone after Brother Black pray, then we'll take those requests. And I have one that I have to pray for a couple of times.
Father God, we just thank you. We bless your name, God. You've been a blessing, Lord, even for us, even before we were born. A thousand generations before us and a thousand generations after us, because you are the blesser. You are the blessing giver. You know how to bless. You teach people how to bless. You know how to do all things right, decent and in order. And you take care and are concerned about all of our needs and affairs. And our family and loved ones are one of them, which is your most important. Father God, we give our loved ones to you, all of them, our siblings, our mates, God, our children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, so on and so forth, nieces, nephews. God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to do a work in this season that no man can work, God, except you. Lord, on the chat lines and on the laptops, God, Lord, who they're speaking to online, God, I ask, Lord, that a change happen, a shift happen in the name of Jesus, God. Usher in your word through the chat line like never before. Oh, God, that ministers get on the chat line, that conversations begin to change and people begin to talk and share about your goodness instead of corona, instead of mutations, God, but healing power, divine healing power, God. Lord, and in the grades, Lord, even of our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, even we lift up Ebony and all of our loved ones, our children and grandchildren, God. Lord, that your Holy Spirit would lead them and cause them to pick up something that's great and everlasting rather than temporary and not great at all, God. Oh, Father God, Lord, that they have a heart to be led. willing and obedient to want to be led by your Holy Spirit and not any other thing or entity in this world. God, we praise you and we bless you. We bind you in all your devices, satanic and demonic, Satan, you and all you cohorts, every transferring spirit, every lingering spirit, try to draw our loved ones and children and family members to you. You're dismissed from your assignment. You have no power. And your strongholds are non-void. So we bind you up and cast you back to the pits of hell from which you came. Now we loose the blessings of the Lord. Hallelujah. We loose the commandments of the Lord to stand upright and actively work in all of their lives. And God, we praise you for it. We see it working now, your wonder-working power, your miracle-working power. We are in a win-win situation. We're covered in your blood. You died so we could be healed, set free. Your favor is on our life, with the blessings of Abraham is on our life through Jesus Christ, and we receive your Holy Spirit, which is your gift. God, we thank you for it, and we stand on it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise God. We bless the Lord. Was there another before I go ahead and pray? Father, we thank you for Brothers Black's mother. We thank you, Lord God, as we come in agreement with their prayer and his prayer. Glory to God for her healing. Thank you for delivering her, bringing her out of the hospital. We rebuke, bind, and loose a pneumonia and that reoccurrence of it, that it cease and stop, and bind up any transferring spirits right now in Jesus' name. Give her the strength that she needs, glory to God, to continue with her immune system, get built up and strengthened, and glory to God, and any other ailments that's in her body or anything else that she's challenged with. God, we just pray for divine healing. Give her a mind to draw nigh to you. Speak your word, stand on your word, and get strengthened. Just really trust you, glory to God, as Savior, Lord, and the healer and deliverer. We pray for Pastor Apostle Burton, God. Continue to strengthen and encourage her. God, we thank you, Lord, that she's standing on the promises of the Lord. She says she may have some moments here and there, but she's standing on God's word because he's been too good to her and her husband and all that he's done over the years. So God just bless her in those moments that she do have those challenging times. But I thank you, Lord God, her desire is to fulfill your will and to stand on your word. And God, you continue to comfort her even in those moments and her family. We pray, glory, after Prophet Bird, the woman of God that you set in the earth realm at such a time as this, for to prophesy, to grow out, reveal things, and for word of knowledge that come forth. And God, we thank you, Lord God, for using as a seer. We pray, glory to God, that you continue to strengthen her and bless her to teach and preach your word. We pray, glory to God, for the ministry that you placed in her and for the ministry that you called forth in her. We pray, glory to God, that you cover them all in Jesus' name. Keep her body healed and whole. Come against every satanic force that would try to come up against any of the apostles, wow, and prophets, and just a fivefold ministry, whatever ministry. We pray, glory to God, for Pastor Danny, Pastor Benny. God, you know what they're in need of. Touch their bodies, touch their minds. Strengthen, continue to give them the courage and the determination to stand on your word and to flow in the anointing. And God, keep them healed and whole, as well as you bless the body of Christ that they're being assigned to in the name of Jesus. We pray for this prayer line. We pray, God, for every voice that you have blessed to be able to speak and teach and preach the word, as mainly pray and intercede with faith over these years. Oh, glory to God, going into the 6 years by the time April come in or however. But God, we just thank you for your faithfulness. God, we are praying, God, that you continue to help us, glory to God, not ever let it become like a ritual. Let us not, glory to God, let nothing come in and separate us from you and what your assignment that you've given us, and for us to stay on one accord and pray ye one for another. In the name of Jesus, continue to deny ourselves and even the ministries outside this ministry, what you have in their local assemblies, in their homes, and glory to God, on their jobs or wherever you assign them. I pray, glory to God, that faithfulness and touch and heal and deliver and encourage, because in you we live and move and have our being. Protect us, God, as we go in and out these various places. God, we just thank you so much, glory to God, as we pray and intercede for those that are walking in darkness, those that may have left the faith and then backslid, those that are still compromising and still walking, glory to God,
in the places, glory to God, that contrary to your will, but still naming your name. That's why you say you praise me with your lips, with your heart be far from it. God, we are praying conviction and repentance, glory to God, to come back into a place of alignment so we can put the enemy to flight. So many challenges are going on in life. But God, I still thank you for the many miracles that you're still doing, glory to God, in the earth, and you even putting it out, glory to God, even on the airways, glory to God, when we see, glory to God, people are trapped under a collapsed building and you're pulling them out, and 18-wheelers falling off a bridge, even like what today, and the person's still alive. You're seeing, glory to God, airplanes and people falling out of the airplanes and crashing and glory to God in helicopters, and you're bringing them out. God, those are things still proving yourself in the midst. I pray, glory to God, for those that are not saved, that are coming through those things, that they will turn to Jesus, and the other ones that are, and you brought them through. Thank God. Help us, glory to God, to be faithful to all that you say and doing in the name of Jesus. Forgive us for every offense. Cover us all under the blood as we go forth, glory to God, doing what you call us to do. God, we pray for our Carmelita, our Minister Carmelita, Minister Clifton, Minister Noon, glory to God, Alicia, when they get ready to come forth on Sunday for the fourth Sunday to speak, strengthen them, encourage them, build them up, bind up every satanic and demonic force to try to cause anything to disrupt, but cause them to deviate out the path, or cause them to lose focus on what God has called them to do. Strengthen them in their body. Bless them, glory to God, as parents too, glory to God, to be leaders. Strengthen them that they will come, glory to God, and draw nigh to you like never before. We're praying, glory to God, that you are blessed. Even all that was going on, God, thank you for keeping our utilities on. God, thank you, Lord God, for blessing those that are going through right now. We just thank you for those that are even helping those that need the help. We just give you glory and praise. Thank you for our food, clothing, and shelter. Glory for our life, health, and strength, and activity our limbs. Even though we may not have the fullness of what you have said at Calvary, we thank you that the thief is a liar, and the blood of Jesus, we're going to pray to manifestation come in our divine healing as we stand on our post and do what you called us to do. And glory to God, you will take care of the rest. We just bless you. Satan, we bind you up and command you to be loose from your assignment, untimely death, sickness, disease, plots, plans. Glory to God, whatever else. You are loose, and we loose the anointing. Holy Spirit, have thine own way. What a mighty God we serve. We praise and magnify your name. Glory to God, we love you. And thank you for your power and forgiveness. In Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen,
amen.
Come on, pray for my back right quick.
Amen.
Come on, pray for my back right quick, Ma. I can't.
What you say, pray for your back?
Yeah.
You say you can't on your back.
My back yesterday afternoon, I kinked my back and I couldn't walk upright.
Oh, we come in agreement, glory to God, right now with our brother.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus, all that's on the line is being agreement with him. That back,
thank
glory
you
to God, no matter what has happened or what kind of injury took place, the God that we serve is a healer and a deliverer. So we send, you
thank
sent
you
your word out. So we're in agreement with your word, God, that pressure, that pain, that strain, or whatever it may be loose from our brother, that he will be able to stand up, no muscle or tendency or whatever, be glory to God, be tightened. It'll be loose right now. Any spasms, they got to go. And I pray, glory to God, that you let your divine healing balm touch him right now through your word. And we believe in you because we walk by faith, not by sight. So, God, I thank you. We just going to keep thanking you and glory to God until it manifests. In Jesus' name, we serve notice on you saying you got to loose your hold. You are not stopped and undistracted. Glory to God, what God has in him, so he won't be targeted on just, you won't target him just to have him thinking about his pain, but glory to God, the one that is the healer and the deliverer. God, I praise you, and I give you glory in advance, in Jesus' name. And anyone else, and any of us that may be going through pain or agony or anything that the enemy has come up against our bodies with, we come in agreement now, God, that you will touch and manifest like you never have before. Praise your holy name, and we give you glory, in Jesus' name. Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank
praise
you.
Praise God for all the prayers. Y'all keep those young people in. When I say young people, you know the generation after us, but they're in their 50s and 40s. But you bless them, glory to God, in prayer that they'll be able to bring what God put in their spirit in Jesus' name. And we'll start preparing for some of you to, well, probably be out two at a time to start getting you all ready to, I'll start coming back on in the months, the upcoming months. I do want to have Pastor Terry, not the Tara was the speaker, but the husband. Hopefully, if he's available, sometime maybe the fourth Sunday
in February to have him to speak. And maybe I'll let you know and stuff on my list who are the selected two speakers. It was in my spirit tonight, but I want to make sure I got it right. To start on the second Sunday, two of you all. And then after he speaks then we'll start in March for two each night and so forth like this. And then we'll be praying, finding out whether we're going to have a little conference for our celebration of the 6 years. But right now, just I know in my spirit to have at least start out with two in February, the second Sunday in February, for to have two of the prayer wars, and then the two and two like that and whatever, like, so we can get some, hear some of what the Lord is putting in you all's spirit to bring forth. And so we just thank God for all that you've done and do. Help us keep praying one for another and keeping each other lifted up and praying for these healings and deliverance and wisdom and staying focused in spite of all the stuff that's going on around us, God. Have plans for us for this new year, even though the enemy may make it look like it's not going to happen. But God is not a God that you should lie. Pastor Bird, we done heard it through her, myself and others, and even when the word is coming forth, that this is a year, glory to God, that God's going to bless us. No matter how it started out to look like, that's how the enemy works and whatever like this. That's when he comes in like a flood, God will raise up a standard, but we got to hold fast the faith that it's going to come to pass, even when we look at Abraham and many others patriarchs and our own lives. God then told us something, and the enemy make it look like it's not. And I like what Jake said many umpteen years ago. God will give us a promise, but the process of making it look like it's a lie. We got to hold on to the promise. So we bless the Lord and keep standing on his word and keep speaking and decreeing. And even through the valley, he's there, and he's on the mountaintop with us, and he'll never leave us. So we just got to keep fighting good fight of faith, building ourselves up with his word, renewing our minds, and drawing strength from one another, glory to God, and standing on, glory to God, in agreement to whatever God is saying come to pass, and close out any doors that the enemy will try to come in to bring any confusion or division, in Jesus' name. So we love you. We appreciate you. Keep praying one for another. And pray for me that I don't know what it is in these last few days. I can't seem to get my strength to get it together. But it has been a lot going on this weekend. But praise God, I need to get back in this kitchen and cook some food. I'm here again tonight with probably a sandwich, and had a sandwich yesterday. I didn't have. So listen, I need to get focused again, get my mind together, my body together to go cook. And I usually do. But whatever it is, I need that yolk to be destroyed so I can focus and get some stuff done in here. Praise God. But bless the Lord. Forget no things for having press on the mark of the prize not calling in Christ Jesus. But I love you. I love you. Praise God. I love you. Praise the Lord. Have a good night. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom. Good night.
Good night. God bless you, Elder. Praise God for you, Elder Evangelist Noah. Praise the Lord. Praise God for you.
Amen.
Amen. I'm glad you were on. Praise the Lord. Is there anything you want to say? You good? Okay, then. God bless. All right. Love y'all. Have a good night. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's